Okay, good morning, all. So if you remember where we left off, we were in the middle of Perek Zion, Chapter 7, Mishnah Vav, and we were discussing some of the various laws as they apply to Korban Pesach that was Tamei, what if you were Tamei, all these interesting things. So Mishnah Vav talks about the situation where you find out that most of the community is Tamei. So what is how do we go about bringing the Korban Pesach? Can we bring the Korban Pesach? So the Mishnah says, Nitma HaKahal Urubo, let's say that you have a whole community of Jews that became Tamei, or maybe most of the community of Jews became Tamei. And in particular, when we say Kahal over here, we're talking about the community of all the people that came down to bring the Korban Pesach, right? Something happened that there was a dead body in the crowd and now everyone became Tamei, right, from Tumas Meis. So what do you do in this situation if you cannot become Tohar before the time to bring the Korban Pesach? Oh, Shayu HaKohanim Tumeim V'HaKahal Tohorim, or let's say the Kohanim were Tamei, even though the rest of the community, all the other Jews, all the Israelim, and I guess Leviim, were all Tahor. In either of these situations, the Pesach can be brought when there is the state of Tumah on the community or on the Kohanim. Nitma Mi'ut HaKahal, but let's say if there's only a minority of the group, of this Kahal that became Tamei, HaTahorin Osin HaSarishon, well then in that situation we just go about the regular business. The first group should bring the group that is Tahor, the group that is pure, should bring the Korban Pesach on right now in the regular time on the 14th of Nisan. That's me and Osin Hashini. And the second group, all you have to do, we have something called Pesach Shini. They'll just bring the Korban Pesach next Nisan, next month on in ER when we have the opportunity for Pesach Shini for anyone who was Tamei. That's Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zion. Now we'll talk about a situation when, even if you brought the Korban Pesach when you shouldn't have, when it was Tamei or when you were Tamei, maybe there are cases where we do allow we say it to be valid anyway. So what are these situations? Well, there's something called the tzitz, right, that rested on the Kohen Gadol's head, that it said Kodesh LaHashem Aneh. If you've been paying attention with the parshiyos that we've just been reading, well, it comes up there. So this tzitz, we're told that it has the ability to sort of atone or make up for the fact that there is Tumah, or that there are faulty karbanos brought, and it could even make a faulty karban that should not be valid, it could make it valid. So what is the situation? So a Pesach, shenizrak damo, v'achar kach nodashu tamei. Let's say you have a Korban Pesach who, again, you collected its blood, and then you threw the blood, you threw the Pesach, the Korban Pesach's blood on the altar, on the Mizbech, and then you found that after the fact that this karban, the animal, it was tamei. So at sits miratza, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol in this situation will allow this karban to be valid. So again, you can't eat the karban anymore because it's tamei, so you can't eat a tamei karban, but it's valid in that it's considered that you were yotze, your mitzvah, you fulfilled your mitzvah of bringing Korban Pesach. But let's say nitma haguf in hatzitz meratzah. But let's say after the blood was thrown in the mizbeach, it's found out that this guy, the owner of the Korban Pesach, he is found to be tamei. So in that situation, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol will not make this whole thing valid. And really, this guy will then seemingly have to bring the Korban Pesach on Pesach Sheni once again, because the tzitz will not help this guy in this situation. Mipnei shamru, why is this? Because the chachamim have a rule. They say Hanazir ve'osa Pesach, when it comes to the karbanos that a nazir would bring and the Korban Pesach, hatzitz miratza al tumas adam, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol will help if the karban in either of these situations is tamei, it will help this karban be accepted. But when it comes to the tuma of an actual person, whether it's the nazir or it's the person bringing the Korban Pesach, the owner of the Korban Pesach, the tzitz will not help the karban be accepted in these situations when the guy, the owner, is tamei. Again, most of these situations we're talking about are when the guy is, when it's like a tumas meis, you have to become tamei in such a way that you would not be able to become tahor in a very quick period. Then finally, the Mishnah concludes, Nitma tumas hatahom hatzitz meratze. When there is even a situation where a guy who becomes tamei from tumas meis, even he would be considered to have brought a valid korban because of the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. When is that? Well, Nitma tumas hatahom hatzitz meratze. When there was something called it's called tuma of the depths, like impurity of the depths, meaning that there was like a tamei situation that he didn't realize that he was tamei. So what could be a situation like that? Well, let's say a guy was in his house and he finds out that there's a corpse lying under the floorboards of his house. Well, then he'll be tamei meis, but he had no idea, right? And it came out of the blue situation. Some guy killed someone and put him under the guy's house. That's not fair. So in that situation, we say that the tzitz will help this guy, and if he brought his karban and then it's found out that he was tamei meis after the fact because of this hidden tuma, then the tzitz will help him and the karban will be accepted in this situation. So that's the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, tomorrow we will continue with Mishnah Chet.